Tallahassee Police Chief Tom Coe says despite media reports, the case involving FSU's Winston was never closed. Coe also pushed back against statements from the victim's attorney, who says her client was told not to pursue the case by a TPD investigator because Tallahassee is a football town and the victim's life would be made miserable. Coe would not address those allegations directly, but gave a brief timeline of the department's investigation.
On December 7, 2012, the Tallahassee Police Department responded to a call from the Florida State University Police Department about an alleged sexual battery. We began an active investigation that involved collecting evidence and interviewing the victim. In February of 2013, the case was classified as open but inactive when the victim in the case broke off contact with TPD and her attorney indicated she did not want to move forward at that time.
TPD's impromptu press conference came late Wednesday night, around the time DNA evidence linking Winston to the case was leaked. However, that alone does not indicate a crime, and TPD officials say their investigation is ongoing. The case has caught national attention as Winston is a frontrunner for the Heisman Award, and FSU is in contention for a shot at a national championship. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.